Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
This is the most incredible morning as we continue to unlock the secrets of our heroes, ones that can help us improve, grow, start our business. That's what this show is all about, bringing the community together. Thank you again for all your feedback from the interview we had with the CEO of IKEA. Well, this morning you heard it, the former governor of New Jersey and EPA cabinet from President George Bush, Christine Todd Whitman, and we just had the president of the Arizona Restaurant Association and Maricopa County Supervisor District 2 sharing some incredible advice. Well, we're now going to go a couple rounds, that's right, because he is the CEO of Title Boxing Club, John Rocci. John, now you've been instrumental in expanding some of the household name companies, including Title Boxing Club, and you can reach him at titleboxingclub.com, or, you know, go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S, where we'll have the link to his website, too. Tell me all about the experience, though, that you want your clients to have when they go to one of your many, many clubs that are all over the U.S.
David, it's, Title Boxing Club. What we really pride ourselves on, we're the nation's largest trainer-led boxing and kickboxing fitness studios in the country. And 70% of our members are female. And something about Title Boxing Club that's important to understand, there's no fighting in the clubs. It's strictly all about fitness and empowerment. And really, our goal really comes down to really one simple mission statement, and it's really to be the best hour of someone's day.
And I got to tell you, I've been to your place, and I've been there with my son, and you have all the bags set up, and we go round and round from each bag to bag doing all these exercises. I got to tell you, within about 30 minutes, I'm beat. I mean, my son keeps going, but man, it is like it's a workout, but I feel so good after that.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Boxing is one of the oldest sports in the world. And when you look at the conditioning and the shape of boxers, it really does come down to some of the basic principles of what we do at Title Boxing Club. It's primarily heavy bag work. That's a total body workout. It's cardio and strength. And we always do a lot of core work with our medicine balls. But one of the things that we found, and it really wasn't, I can't say it came out by design. When we first came out with the brand, we knew we wanted to create a boxer's type of workout. But what we found in particular with females that they were what they gravitated towards was, again, the empowerment, but there's also something really that becomes really special between our members and the bags. And it also gives them a little bit of privacy, if you will, where a lot of group training, you're pretty much exposed. You're all in one big area. What we find is people take a lot of pride in their own bag. In fact, we have people show up to the club an hour, 2 hours before a class to put their gloves under their favorite bag. And they really treat it like, hey, this is my bag. And they create this affinity with the bag. And I think it creates a certain space between them and their bag, which is really a big point of differentiation for us.
And for me, I relieve a lot of stress when I go. Now, Title is really one of the fastest growing group fitness companies in America. I mean, more than 500 clubs under development nationwide, also in Mexico. What's the most popular location you have?
We're in both. We do really well in all areas. I mean, we're a big shift for our brand. We were predominantly more in the suburbs, but we started finding our model shifted over the years. We started out with larger footprints, 5,000-7,000 square foot locations, and as a brand evolved, we're now getting into higher concentration in the urban areas. So we're getting into 2,000 square foot locations. And I could tell you get to some of these clubs in Manhattan, in Miami, Chicago, they're some of our most popular locations, more densely populated. And what that's doing for us, it's allowing us to expand even quicker. Mm-hmm. And with a smaller footprint, it's creating more real estate opportunities for us as well.
Excellent. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero with me, David Kogan. Come to one of our many experiences that we have where you may have the opportunity to meet our heroes that are on the show, even possibly John. Alliances.com, that's Eliances.com, and we have the CEO of Title Boxing Club. Now, I got to ask you, John, my producer here, Glue, holding up a piece of paper that says pizza. What does that have to do with you?
Well, I'm about a 26-year franchise guy, and my career actually started working for the founder of Domino's Pizza here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And as Tom Monahan, Tom was really influential for me in kind of my formative franchise years, and he continues to be a significant mentor and role model in my life today.
I mean, that's fantastic. Glue, my producer again, now is holding another sign up here, and it's a donut. Why am I asking now about donuts?
Well, it's a for some reason I my career began in that sector, you know, between pizza, and then when Tom sold the company to Bain Capital, I was given a great opportunity with Krispy Kreme to join the executive ranks of Krispy Kreme and take the company public, and so it's really how I cut my teeth in the franchise space, really in the food sector.
And then you've also built your own companies from the ground up, like Ducks and Air Duct Cleaning Company. I mean, you grew that to 175 offices before selling that to, what, a $1 billion restoration giant? I mean, this is huge. As an entrepreneur, how do you spot a great opportunity, and then how do you know when it's time to exit?
Yeah, well, I think it's a great question. I think you just have to be open to just different opportunities. And, you know, I think more often than not, opportunities are right there in front of us. And how I got involved with Ducks, it was really more of a happenstance type of deal. It was a one-van business here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I had a son suffering from asthma. And I found that this business that I had, while I was at Krispy Kreme or leadership roles, I had this one-van business that turned out helped my son with his respiratory illnesses. And what it did, it kind of took me as a father to focus, really wanting to focus on that business to expand it to help other kids.
Oh.
So I think, you know, with any business, it has to be led by passion. There's one part of being in the business for the business and unit economics, but there has to be a driving force that kind of grabs you passionately towards it.
And besides title boxing, what other areas or industries now do you see right now that are ready really for massive growth? Because, I mean, you certainly have your pulse on everything.
Yeah, I think, for sure in the fitness space, you know, where you start getting more into the boutique fitness concepts, which is how we shifted and why we shifted, because the marketplace kind of demanded it. But we're also seeing more of the wellness and the beauty type sector, you know, where one of our brands is the Lash Lounge, and we feel that's really going to be an emerging category, just like nail salons were years ago. Eyelash extensions that's one of the, in my opinion, in our opinion, it's one of the biggest opportunities that's presenting itself outside the fitness space. Again, it's more of the self-care category.
Fantastic. Well, John, after this interview, let's go to one of your clubs and let's get a great workout. I got to tell you, pizza, donuts, air duct, and exhaust cleaning, and boxing. Oh, my. John, you've punched through barriers and built not only your own company, but elevated the recognition of others and work to educate many on business operation and ownership. You're a hero, John Rocci, TitleBoxingClub.com. He's the CEO, and when we return, we have a very special secret guest. So stay tuned.